In this bulletin, two men killed in a shooting in Sydney's southwest. The Greens call for greater ambition on climate change. And in sport, Australia toughens its stance on vaccine rules for tennis players coming to Melbourne. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. Two people are dead after a shooting at Guildford in Sydney's southwest. New South Wales police say they responded to reports of a shooting this morning and found a car with two men inside. The Nationals are still undecided about whether to support Scott Morrison's 2050 net zero emissions reduction target. The junior coalition partner has not yet backed a proposal ahead of the Prime Minister's visit to the Glasgow Climate Change Conference. Deputy Nationals leader David Littleproud says his party is working through the plan and he's supporting the target aspiration. But Greens leader Adam Bandt says a net zero 2050 target won't fix climate change.
Delay is the new denial. The whole point of the Glasgow Climate Summit is to lift ambition now by 2030 before it's too late. If we don't cut pollution by 2030, then it will be too late to stop runaway climate change.
Victoria has recorded 1,841 new local coronavirus cases and 12 more deaths as the state eases travel rules with New South Wales. Fully vaccinated travellers from New South Wales can head to Victoria without needing to quarantine, but a permit is still required. The New South Wales government says a safe snapback to tourism in the state is important to restore the industry in the aftermath of the pandemic. More than 92% of the eligible population has had one vaccine dose, as the state detected 283 new local infections and 7 COVID-19 deaths. New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet says a safe opening is critical, as well as sending a signal to other jurisdictions about its success.
What we want to do is have the settings in our state that ensure that, firstly, when overseas arrivals come, whether you're a tourist, an international student, or a returning Australian, that you're not inconvenienced. No one's going to travel to Australia if you've got to sit in a hotel for 2 weeks and you can't leave. So we have resolved that issue.
Medical experts, including Australia's chief medical officer, are assuring the public that the Delta Plus variant of COVID-19 is not a cause for concern. The Delta Plus virus has been circulating in India, the UK, Portugal, Switzerland, Japan, Nepal, the US, Poland, China, and Russia. Professor Paul Kelly says Delta Plus is not a variant of interest and is not new for the pandemic, but health authorities are closely monitoring it.
But we continue to have that very close vigilance of the international situation to watch out for what next variant may come from this virus. The situation in the UK is there is a lot of circulating virus there, mainly in teenagers.
The federal government has made clear that tennis players hoping to take part in the Australian Open in January will need to be fully immunised against COVID-19 to take part. Last year's champion, Novak Djokovic, wouldn't disclose his vaccination status, and Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews has warned sports stars who are not protected that they won't receive a visa. Victoria recently introduced a vaccine mandate for professional athletes, so it's unclear whether the Serbian player will return to Melbourne for the tennis next year. Now today's weather. Perth, showers increasing and 20 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy and 30. Melbourne, cloudy, then a sunny day and 23. Hobart, sunny and 17. Canberra, a possible early shower, 18 degrees. Wollongong, rain and 19. Sydney, showers developing, 21. Newcastle, a shower or two, 23. Brisbane, a shower or two and a possible storm, 27. Cairns, partly cloudy, 33 degrees. And Darwin, a possible storm and 35. I'm Greg Dyett and this is SBS News.